Lakeland. While there may still be a lot of snow on the ground, more than recent years, spring is just around the corner, and rural fire safety continues to be an important topic. St. Paul's Deputy Fire Chief Henry Thompson is reminding farmers and other rural landowners of steps they can take to ensure everyone stays safe as the 2022 growing season nears. One tip Thompson offers for the spring is checking on any controlled burns that were done over the winter months. The cold weather and the snow can often make it appear that the fire is completely extinguished, but if it is not, it can become a holdover fire, explains Thompson. It may just be smoldering there right now, but as soon as we get some warm weather to melt the snow and dry out the grass coupled with a spring breeze, these smoldering fires can turn into roaring grassland or wildland fires. Farmers, and all rural residents, are also reminded to check in with municipalities to be clear on what the requirements are before doing a controlled burn. For example, all open burning in the county of St. Paul requires landowners to get a permit, at all times of the year. There is no cost to getting a permit, and they are available through the county's administration office during regular office hours. In the county of St. Paul, permits are valid for 10 days from the date they are issued. Depending on conditions this spring, permits may be suspended or cancelled if a fire restriction or ban is put into place, says Thompson. Updated information about fire bans in Alberta can be accessed online at https://www.albertafirebans.ca/Thompson is also spearheading a program in conjunction with the Ashmont, Malag and Elk Point Fire Department, where specially trained firefighters will be available to do a free fire smart assessment of rural properties this season, providing feedback and recommendations to improve safety. These recommendations will give guidance on how to reduce the risk of wildfire to your home and property and help firefighters be better able to defend your home in the event of a wildfire, explains Thompson. He adds, "The Fire Smart program reminds me of the old adage that, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." Fire Smart Canada goes back to 1990 when a committee was created to address common concerns about wildfire in the wildland-urban interface, where wildlands and human development come together, according to Fire Smart Canada. Special training for firefighters this spring. Firefighters in the region will be given a unique opportunity to take part in a farm extrication and machinery entrapment rescue symposium, scheduled for May 27 to 29 in St. Paul. The St. Paul Fire Department is partnering with Agland and the Alberta Vehicle Extrication Association to put on the symposium. This learning symposium will provide an occasion for firefighters from all over Alberta to participate in and witness farm machinery extrications and engulfment scenarios, explains Thompson. Participants of this symposium will have the chance to be involved in workshops that demonstrate various emergency situations unique to farms, such as combines, tractor rollovers, and grain bin engulfment. The training shows firefighters how they can respond to emergencies on the farm using standard equipment found on a typical rescue truck. Many responders, as a result of the farm extrication and machinery entrapment rescue course, will benefit from the new techniques learned and tools used to improve their rescue skills and pre-hospital care management, says Thompson. Tips from Alberta Fire Smart. A few tips to keep your property safe include: keeping vents and openings clean and clear of debris, removing combustible materials on and under decks, maintaining a 1.5 meters non-combustible surface around an entire home, mowing and maintaining lawn to 10 centimeters or less, pruning evergreen branches to a height of 2 meters from the ground, trimming tree branches so they don't extend over the roof of a building, removing firewood and combustible materials within 10 meters of a home.